situation in Yemen is catastrophic. You have a conflict which is having both direct impact on children.
What are the major causes in the increase of children victim in Yemen?
So far, in the last 10 weeks, 279 children have died as a result of the fighting, and 402 have been injured. Now, that's across the country. About 70% of those children have died during aerial bombardments, and the majority of the remainder, so about 30%, have died in street fighting.
What is UNICEF doing to alleviate some of the suffering?
We're working across the country, providing water, which is a big challenge. We estimate up to 20 million people are in a precarious situation when it comes to access to drinking water. So we are providing fuel to water pumping stations across the country so that we can provide water to up to a million people. Providing supplies for health and nutrition, again, across the country. Vaccine support, which is a big challenge. Support to the cold chain, but also support to be able to do vaccination across the country. And then we're looking at child protection, which is trying to pass messages to children in those areas where there's the worst fighting to how to avoid the risks of unexploded ordnance and remnants of war.
Do you expect any humanitarian pause in the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan?
We called upon all parties to observe a humanitarian pause, as the Secretary General has done. We think it's absolutely essential to allow children to be protected, to advance the well-being of children. I can't say whether or not that will happen, but you know, we very much wish it will happen. Should it not happen, we will nonetheless continue to provide assistance for children in Yemen across the country.
Now that the consultations on Yemen are taking place in Geneva, what would you ask from the participant in these talks?
A humanitarian pause so that we can provide assistance across the country, and that pause has to be of a sufficient duration that we're able to, and sufficient coverage that we're able to do vaccination campaigns, and that takes a couple of weeks. So we need a pause of a month. The second thing is, during fighting, the civilian nature of schools and hospitals has to be observed, and children should not die as a result of this conflict. All parties to conflict have to pay far greater attention to how they conduct the conflict. No child should be dying through bombs and bullets in Yemen today.